Hi family, it's Buffy from Buffy's Flavorful Journey. Today I want to talk about something that's been deeply personal and very transformative for me. But let me ask you some questions first. Have you been dealing with financial stress? Worrying about how you're going to make ends meet? How you're going to buy some food? How you're going to make that mortgage? Living paycheck to paycheck? Yeah, that was me. I've been there. And I gotta give shout out to Jen from her channel, Silver and Solo. I really like that channel. You should go check it out. But anyway, she did a video recently on 9 things she no longer pays for. And I got to thinking, I've been doing the same thing. Only I decided that money I'm saving, well, I wanted to put it to good use. And you know what use I did? I'll get to that in a minute. Now, what made me realize that something had to change? Well, pretty simple. I looked at my bank statement, and I was paying for all these things, and I was like, wow, are they bringing me any joy? Are they doing anything good for me? No. So why should I keep paying for them? And what can I do with that money that I'll save when I stop paying for them? Going to the beauty shop, kind of obvious that I don't go, right? And plus, and I'm going to do a video on this, I've finally been diagnosed with alopecia, and I'm under treatment for that, and I hope it's going to work. So that saved me $55 every 2 weeks, because that's what I was paying when I was going to the beauty shop. That's $110. That was a no-brainer. Do my own hair. What little bit I got left, right? That's the first one. Second, I no longer buy name-brand grocery items. I used to think, you gotta have name brand, right? It's better than the generic or the store brand. Honey child, no. I'll buy Member's Mark or, what is it, Great Value from Walmart. I'll buy Target brand, Kroger brand. I buy it all the time. That saves me a lot of money. Okay. 3, I don't use food delivery services. I don't use really any delivery service besides Amazon Prime because it's free. Every once in a while, I'll use Walmart Plus because I got that for $49 a year. But that's half price because it's usually $99. Now, if they ever don't allow me to get the $49 deal, I'm not going to use that either. That saves me a lot of money. I don't do DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, none of that. If I want to get some fast food or any kind of food from a restaurant, I will order it on their app or order it online, maybe call it in. I will go pick it up. That stuff adds up. 4, paying for a gym membership. I have a basement in my home, so I kind of make my own gym. I have a row machine, treadmill, some dumbbells, some exercise mats, and I have a phone that I have an app. It's called Daily Workout. Downloaded that for free, and that's how I do my workout. Saved a lot of money there too. Number 5, music subscription services. I used to have Spotify. I had Amazon Prime. I had TuneIn. Did I have any others? I think that's it. But I got rid of all of those. And Bezos, I have Amazon Prime. I've had it for years. Why don't we get the Amazon Music included in there? You give us $1 off a month. That's bogus. It should be included, or at least give it at half price or something. But yeah, I got rid of all of that. I do still listen to Amazon Music, but it's the free version. Free is always better, right? Heck, I'm an animal lover. I love dogs. My next dog was going to be named Free or Freedom. That's how much I love Free. I have one dog now, my German Shepherd. He's named Bogo, as in buy one, get one. Number 6, eating out frequently. There was a time in my life, more than one time in my life, I ate out quite a bit. I'm talking every day. Now, to eat out, shoot, can you even get a meal anywhere for $10 or under? I don't think so. And if you do, aren't you hungry in about 2 hours? It's like, wait a minute, that's ridiculous. So, due to YouTube, I started watching a lot of channels and they were cooking. And I was like, I can make that. I can try that. I Google a lot of stuff, a lot of recipes, and I try it out. Some work, some don't. But it's a whole heck of a lot cheaper than eating out every doggone day. Plus, my waist loves it. My doctors love it that I've lost weight. So it's a win-win. Now, this is one I stopped simply because I wasn't using the product. I used to buy a lot of designer handbags. I'm talking Dooney & Burke, Michael Kors, Patricia Nash. And I'm not naming them to name drop or say I'm all that and then some. And look, I wasn't paying full price. When I lived in the southern part of the U.S., we had stores called Belk and Dillard's. And they would put their designer purses on sale quite often, at least 50% off. That's how I got so many. But still, I was paying at least around $100 a purse. I have purses now in my closet that I haven't even carried yet. So I had to nip that in the bud real quick. And when I say I've saved thousands of dollars on that by not buying those anymore, I do mean thousands of dollars because I was buying them quite often. And then number 8, high-end beauty products. And I'm not talking anything really, really expensive, but like those little jars of Olay Regenerist, they're like 30, 40, 50 bucks a bottle, right? That's a lot of money. I switched to CeraVe. It was dermatologist recommended because I used to have acne real bad. Dermatologist recommended the cleansing stuff by CeraVe and then the lotion. Love it. It's still a little pricey. It's about 15 bucks a bottle. But $15 compared to almost $50, that's $35 savings. That adds up. And the big one, and this is where my money's been going. The current house I'm in, I bought it in, when did we close? Let me get it right. November of 2021. So not quite 3 years ago. And I signed up for a 30-year mortgage. I don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars laying around that I can just go and pay cash for a house, right? So, but thankfully, I got a good interest rate, 3.25. That's when interest was low. But now, it's crazy. I don't know how y'all doing these mortgages, but God bless you. But anyway, I'm digressing, and I'm sorry. All the money that I've saved from eliminating all these other items, the other 8 items, now I'm using it to eliminate all that doggone interest on my mortgage. That's number 9. I'm paying my mortgage off sooner. I'm not going to do a full 30 years. I can't. I retire in 5 years. And do you realize that when you retire, you go from having either you get paid twice a month or you get paid 4 times a month. Well, when you retire, you only get paid once a month. That's your pension. That's your Social Security if you're lucky to get it. I can't afford to be making a mortgage payment when I retire in 5 years. So I had to do something. Which was another reason why I had to, like, look, I got to nip all the spending in the bud, as Barney Fife would say. You know, he would say, nip it in the bud. So that's what I decided to do. Now, how has it worked out? Well, for one, it's helped me and it's eased my financial stress. Because I was really beginning to worry, okay, I'm retiring in 5 years. How am I going to afford my lifestyle, meaning this house, this mortgage, on basically one check, because I work in a job, I get paid twice a month, every 2 weeks. There was no way I was going to make it. My whole retirement check would have went just to the mortgage. I would not have paid any utilities yet. I would not have bought any food. I had my dogs. I wouldn't be able to feed them, take them to the vet, take care of, you know, their needs, etc., etc. I just couldn't do it. So that has helped ease that tremendously for me. And it's made me find joy in the simple things in life, you know? Again, I like cooking. I like baking. I like gardening. I don't need all that stuff that I was spending money on. So I got rid of it. Now, family, if you were where I was a year ago, because this is when I really started doing it, was in October of 2023. That's when I got rid of all those things that I mentioned, and I started putting money towards the mortgage, and I'll show you the difference. Here's my mortgage statement from September 30th, 2023. And I owed over $330,000. That's a lot. But here's my mortgage statement as of today, August 31st, 2024. I'm down to $284,000. Every little bit of extra money I get, I'm throwing at that mortgage. In less than a year, because again, I started with October 1st, 2023's payment, mortgage payment. And I've made my September payment. I have not made October yet. So I guess that is a year. Duh, sorry. But in a year, I'm down almost $46,000. You can do that too. Here's some tips I can give you on practicing some mindful spending. Number one, and this is a no-brainer, is whenever you want to do something with your money, this is what everybody tells you. Create a budget. Track your spending and what's coming in, your income. You got to track it. I'm sure you probably know what your income is, but do you really realize what you're spending your money on? I think you need to take a look at it. It will be eye-opening. Number two, prioritize your needs over your wants. What do you need? You need a roof over your head. You need to eat. You got to pay utilities. If you have a car payment, you need gas in the car, that sort of thing. What do you want? Like me, I used to want those designer purses. I used to want to eat out a lot. I wanted to go to the gym. Did I need any of that stuff? No. And that's why I got rid of them. Three, this is a nice one. I mean, it sounds a little corny, but it's on point. Practice gratitude. Be grateful for what you do have and stop trying to seek more and more and more. Do you really need all that more and more and more? Probably not. Number four, delay gratification. There's something you want to buy. Do you have to buy it right now? Probably not. Wait, think about it. Maybe it'll go on sale. And again, is it a need? Is it a want? Wait before you make that purchase. And number five, the last one, invest in experiences. Forget all this materialistic stuff. What can you do as an experience? Can you go to a museum? Can you go for a walk in the park? Can you spend time with family and friends? Do you really need, again, those designer purses, that gym, the music membership, cable TV, that's another big one, internet access? Do you need all that stuff? Do you? Let's think about it. Now, how has this impacted my life? I told you about my mortgage. I've paid down almost $46,000 in a year. That has shaved 4 years off of my 30-year mortgage. Hey, I've been pushing every little extra bit of money and then some towards it. And I'm going to keep doing that because my goal, because I retire in 2029, is I want to be mortgage free. I figure I make reasonably good money. Can't even talk. Sorry about that. So I am hopeful that I will be able to live on one paycheck, meaning utilities, homeowners insurance, property taxes, food, that sort of thing. I'm hoping I'll be okay, especially given that I have a little bit of cushion in that I live with my siblings and they'll be bringing money in. My sister's retired, but she gets a retirement check. My younger brother's working. He'll have his money. I think we'll be okay, but I got to get this mortgage off of us because we still have that mortgage and I'm retiring. Heck, I won't be able to retire. I don't want to be one of those people. I finally retire and within a year, I kick the bucket. I don't want to work my whole life and then have a work-free life for less than a year. I don't want that to happen to me. So that's my goal, pay this mortgage off. And you know what else? This is like a cherry on top. I told you I like baking, cooking, and gardening. Because I'm not so worried about financial security, I'm able to do more of that. I'm able to share more of that with you guys. I had a lot of free time on my hands and I needed a creative outlet. So I started this channel. And it also helped me start that channel because the big problem in my life was this mortgage, financial stress, and I'm trying to take care of that. So that helps me and I can experience more of my hobbies, my passions. I want to love life. I want to get to the point where I'm content and I'm happy. I have been happy at some times in my life. I have been content sometimes in my life. I've never been both of them at the same time. And that's what I want to reach. And hopefully I'll get there and it'll be in my retirement and I'll really enjoy it. Now it's your turn, family. I asked you at the beginning, were you worried about financial stresses? Was that, you know, you living paycheck to paycheck, you don't know what to do. Follow those steps I told you. Look at your, track your spending, track your income, you know, create that budget. Do you really need all this stuff or is it a want? Delay gratification. Do all of that and then some. Try to figure out your goal. For me, it's to pay my mortgage off. What is your goal? You got to find that goal. You got to find that why. Then start eliminating what you don't really need. Focus on experiences, not material things. Because let's face it, when we die, we're not going to take any of those material things with us. But hopefully, we're all going to get to heaven and we'll have all those experiences, those memories. So leave a comment. Let me know what your spending challenges and successes are or have been. What are you doing to get to financial freedom? Because that's the goal, isn't it? We want to be financially free. You don't want to worry about money all the time. You don't want to live paycheck to paycheck. So what are you doing? Share your experiences. Share your stories. You will inspire somebody else. Somebody will see your comment. They'll be like, dog, I didn't think about that. Let's help each other. Because at the end of the day, isn't that what life is all about, is helping others, right? Because you never know when you might be the one that needs some help. So basically pay it forward, so I'll come back to you. Well, I'm going to say that's it for now. But don't forget, I have other videos. Like I made that 1920 Ritz-Carlton cake. I'll leave that. You need to check that out. Was it successful or was it not? And the monster cookies. Oh, my heavens. You got to check that video out. So check those out. Leave a comment. Subscribe to the channel, family. And I appreciate you all. And thank you again for joining me. And until the next video, all the best to you and yours. Bye for now.